Once again, we'd say welcome aboard. It's good to be with you at this time, Brother Munn, speaking our program here called A Fisherman's 5-Minute Look at the Book. Hey, it's been good being with you this week. Just 5 little minutes with Brother Munn. Doesn't take very long. And if it's rough and tough and you don't like it, it'll be gone in a few minutes. And if you do like it, you can say amen and help us. Hey, if you ever look to check us out, you can do so if you have access to a computer, a keyboard, maybe somewhere in town you can find one of these internet cafes. And if you just type in fomm.org, fomm.org, that'll bring you directly to us and you can check us out. God bless you for being there. We've talked about mankind this week. What is man that thou art mindful of him? What about mankind? We've seen his generation created by a direct act of God. Not evolution. We're akin to a bunch of animals, you know. Mankind created by the direct act of God, Genesis chapter 1. So God created man. I like that. Created in God's divine image. In the image of God created he him. Created with responsibilities. Man's generation. All he himself, a perfect being created by a perfect God, put in a perfect place to live forever in a perfect way. The devil was mad. Mankind has an enemy. What happened? Seduced mankind. Man was created to live in a perfect accord with God, in perfect peace with his creator. Man forfeited that blessing through sin, through deliberate disobedience. Mankind today, a deposed monarch. There's no help for man. No help, no hope without God in this world. There's no hope for mankind outside of God alone coming to repair the damage. I'm sorry, religion can't help. All kind of religions in the world and denomination everywhere. Take your pick, try some of them, you know. Religion is basically man trying to crawl to God. If you'll obey what that religion tells you to do, you have some hopes. There is no hope. There is no strength for lost mankind. You know, we think about trying to rehabilitate people, you know, and through the process of self-control and maybe some, you know, we think about proper punishment, mankind can be brought back, and there's no hope. I'm sorry, it doesn't work. Mankind is described as being hopeless in the Bible without God. Man's present recovery? God alone is the only one that can repair the damage. Having once made us, cannot he make us anew? How? It's Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Christ, the very image of God, took our sins upon himself. He became the sin bearer. And for those who trust his work of redemption, my friend, is their help and hope. I'm glad I'm not hopeless. In fact, my hope is in Christ. He is my hope. In Adam all die, but in Christ shall all be made alive. In fact, I am even now a partaker of his divine nature, 2 Peter chapter 1. I am living proof of God's hand of restoration. What a horrible, miserable, sorry sinner I was. I spent most of my lost life out in the oceans of this world, literally. What about my future? What about my future? 1 Corinthians chapter 15, I have a promise of a restored image and immortality. 1 Corinthians 15:49, 50, 51, 52, as we're born in the image of the earthly, so shall we bear the image of the heavenly there. A resurrection from the dead. And then there's a possible reign on this earth. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 12, if we suffer with him, we shall reign. He said, what's that all about? Back into the garden, Adam and Eve. Wouldn't you like to go back there? Oh, if you belong to Christ now, and you are willing to labor and serve and take ridicule, and we think about criticism, and are you willing to suffer for him? And many in the past has done so. If we suffer, we shall reign. This reign is mentioned in Revelation chapter 20. The original earth, paradise, lost. Now, back here on this earth again. 1 Thessalonians, Chapter 4, verse 16, 17, and 18. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven. I'm looking not for the undertaker, but for the upper taker. And you know, the last part of verse 18, yes, the Lord's going to come for us, and so shall we ever be with the Lord, forever with my Savior. Man's generation, oh yes, created by God. His degeneration, the attack of Satan, but his regeneration, A direct act of God. Until next week, this is Fisher Munn saying goodbye.